6/21. January is just the beginning of what some call the divorce season. It's a time when a lot of people pull the trigger on a difficult decision. My next guest knows a lot about it. She went through it herself. Nan Cohen, author of Dealing with Divorce, Reality Revealed, and she herself hosts a radio show in Pittsburgh. Nan, thank you for joining us this evening.
Hi, how are you?
Good. In your bio, I read that so your own experience involved, you came back from vacation, your husband just kind of suddenly told you, I want a divorce?
Yeah, that's kind of about the way it went. I think my ex-mother-in-law had something to do with that, but...
Let me just ask you about this part, because in the bio it says that he actually closed down bank accounts and credit cards and essentially left you without any access to money. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It was not an easy road. I don't know what I was expecting. I was kind of expecting, okay, going to get divorced. You know, it's going to go through and we'll talk things out.
Right.
And little did I find out that I got slammed. Working girl, I've worked since my senior year in high school, and I ended up with nothing.
Did he ever explain, I'm curious, did he ever explain to you why he chose to do that?
I was his second wife, so he had some experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it sounds like his first experience was a bad one somehow. And
I don't know. I don't ask the questions anymore. I just know that mine knocked me for a loop. And you've got to rise above it, and I did. Mm-hmm. And now I've made a whole career out of this divorce work, and I'm making a difference in people's lives every day.
Right? How does it work, though? Because, I mean, you're in a marriage. You're trying not to think about divorce, right? I mean, the idea is you're married and you're committed. How do you deal with it when that piece of information first hits you?
Well, it's interesting. I want to say that I don't promote divorce. I say this all the time. Divorce, to me, is too easy. That's the easiest way out. Marriage is the hardest job you're ever going to have. So you've got to look at, you know, people get married in their 30s. They don't know what they're going to experience in a marriage when they're in their 50s and 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's hiccups along the way. You know, there's different roads and, you know, people do change, but you've got to change and work together with these things. Just because somebody gets sick is not a reason to divorce.
Right. How are there things that you should be picking up on if there might be a divorce imminent that your partner is considering?
You know, if working with clients, you know, everybody seems to have an intuition about it. It's just not spoken about. And if you get the opportunity to work with both sides from time to time, you hear, you know, I knew things weren't exactly right, but mm-hmm. they just think it's going to go away. Or we've been down this road before. We didn't talk for a couple of days, but then it calms down and we're back to it. And they don't really work towards, well, why are we doing this? You know, instead of pulling together, you end up drifting apart. And I'm a big proponent of, even in a great marriage, you need to have a tune-up. You need to have some reality checks with that marriage along the way.
Right. So if your partner suddenly begins or proposes a divorce, what should you be doing at that point?
You've got to engage the right people. And the key, you know, I'm often asked, what's the biggest reason people get divorced? It's the lack of communication. So how do you take people that are going to head towards divorcing that couldn't communicate? Now I'm going to ask them to communicate through a divorce. It makes life a lot easier. And again, I say divorce is not easy, but when you start to discover going through that divorce, if you can work with the other person, and you may not like them anymore. I get that. You don't want to be married, but to deal with a divorce, if you can communicate, do you really want judges making decisions on your life or your assets or this or that? No, you need to do that.
I'm talking to Nan Cohen, by the way, a divorce expert. Find her online at nancohendivorceexpert.com, author of the book Dealing with Divorce. Of all the things, you've got alimony, child support, all the kinds of financial issues. What is the one issue that really makes people crazy?
You know, today actually is the biggest divorce day. We have people that have tried to hold a marriage together, some for tax purposes, some for I want to get through the holidays and then I'm going to set myself free next year. So we see the whole gamut of it. The hardest part of divorce is if there's children involved. And children doesn't necessarily mean, you know, toddlers. It can be a 40-year-old child.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Children are really...
Hold on. If you have a 40-year-old child, where's the rub at that point?
Well, a lot of times that child has known there was problems. Mm. A lot of times you got a child that really couldn't voice things or didn't understand things, or they think, oh my gosh, my parents were supposed to be married forever. And I got stopped on the radio a couple years ago by a very interesting story about that. And we discovered that it's just as hard sometimes for an adult child as it is for a young child.
Just to see their parents break up then.
Yeah.
Now, in your case, were you able to, because it sounds like it was not a good situation, were you able to talk after that and negotiate things, or how did it go down?
No, actually, it was handled all through attorneys, get you to the lowest part of your life. Mm-hmm. You know, he still holds a lot of animosity, blamed me for things, and in reality, he should have just, you know, spoke to me about it.
Now, did you have that intuition yourself, would you say? Or?
You know, I think going through it now and after I wrote the book, you get to the part where I knew what the right thing to do was, and I would do it today. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a simple, I'm sorry, let's move forward, but the blame that, you know, or the anger that you live with, life's too short for these things.
Wait, hold on. Are you saying if you'd been able to apologize or something like that, it would have been resolved differently? Or?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, because he lost his daughter. He doesn't have a relationship with his own child at this point over it. So, you know, there again, life's short.
Right.
So you got to make those choices and decisions.
Okay, well, tell me this then, about a minute or so left. If at that moment, if someone says, look, I'm ready to get divorced, what should you do other than communicate and try to work things out? Should you be taking immediate legal steps yourself?
Well, you need to go, I always say, you've got to learn what your legal rights are. And it's not always necessarily a 50-50 split.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to know in your particular state what your law is. You've got to get yourself educated with the proper attorney. Engage the people that you need. Some people need to get into some therapy. Some people need to, you know, get a job. Some people, it depends upon what your need is. Engaging your team around you will make a successful
In terms of relatives, can they sometimes be more of a hindrance than a help? Or?
Yeah, I think that sometimes that's the need to know your best friends, family, the pressures, whose fault was it? Give me the details. You don't need to surround yourself with that. It's hard enough on you at that point than to walk around answering everybody's questions all the time.
Mm.
You have to take some time for yourself. And like I said, you know, I'm a coach, and I advocate for you, and we get our work done because I have no opinion. I'm there to work to get the result in your best interest.
I mean, before I let you go, I'm confused because you said if you had been able to apologize or somehow, but he's the one that filed for divorce. What exactly could have happened differently, do you think, in your case?
I think when the word divorce came up, I don't think you had to run to a bank, take all my money, leave me with an infant, and say, well, figure it out. Your parents won't let you start.
Well, it sounds like he should have been apologizing to you.
He should have. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And you're saying if he had, then everything would have been different on your side of the...
I mean, listen, I was a 14-month-old child. I wasn't looking for a divorce. I didn't understand it, the whole process. But would we still be married today? I don't know. But I know that things would have been done differently, handled differently.
It's Nan Cohen online, nancohendivorceexpert.com. Nan, thank you very much.
Hey, my website again, divorcerealityexpert.com. They can get...
I got you. Divorcerealityexpert.com. I'll get it out there.
Yeah. Nan, oh, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.